getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Pete DeLaSantina, Senior Pastor of Maple Valley Church. Because of God's deep love for us, Maple Valley Church exists to restore people into full life through Jesus Christ. Our mission is to help all people know God more deeply, love others more completely, and live life more fully. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, Jesus says we must be born again. What does it mean to be born again? John 3, verses 1 to 4. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." And Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Here we read of Nicodemus's encounter with Jesus. What can we learn here about Nicodemus? Well, for starters, we know he's a Pharisee. That is, a member of the Jewish ruling council called the Sanhedrin. And in verse 10, Jesus called him, quote, "Israel's teacher." So from this description, we can deduce Nicodemus is a biblical scholar, most likely an older gentleman, probably he's a very wealthy man, a civic leader, and a member of the society's Supreme Court. This is a man who certainly has his act together. And Nicodemus is curious to meet Jesus. Maybe he's on a fact-finding mission from the Sanhedrin. Or maybe he wants to see for himself if the rumors of a miracle worker are true. Or maybe he's heard enough about Jesus and the rumors to think, "Could this young rabbi from Galilee teach me, better still show me, something I've never seen or learned before?" Old Nick comes to see Jesus at night because he doesn't want anybody important to know he's talking to this young rabbi. In John's gospel, there's often more going on than meets the eye. On a deeper level, Nicodemus is coming out of spiritual darkness into the light. He's curious, but far from convinced about Jesus. He doesn't yet know who Jesus truly is. Not yet. So he says, "Rabbi, my friends and I know that you are a young up-and-comer. We've heard strange reports of miraculous signs." But Jesus skips the pleasantries and says to this put-together, distinguished, respected religious leader of his day, "Very truly I say to you," or "I tell you the truth, no one, not even you, Nicodemus, with all of your credentials, can see or enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again." Jesus is talking about radical transformation, spiritual regeneration, to be changed so profoundly from the inside out, from the very core of your being, it's as though you were born all over again. And Jesus is saying to be born again is to receive new life from heaven. Now, Nicodemus would have thought and taught a person is born into God's kingdom by the covenant of Moses, or by being a faithful and good Jew, or by your bloodline, your nationality, or by keeping the Torah law. But Jesus tells him new birth into the spiritual kingdom of God, and that is Almighty God's full rule and reign, is not inherited by adherence to one's religion, nationality, or birthright, or even human effort. For John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 says, "Yet to all who did receive Jesus Christ, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God." I'm sure Nicodemus was a good person, a moral person, a religious person. He just wasn't a saved person. He wasn't born again. Not yet, anyway. I imagine he was dumbfounded by Jesus' statement. Verse 4, he asks, "How can someone be born when they're old?" He's saying, how can a gray-haired old man like me be reborn? It's impossible to go back into the womb of a second time. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, curious but not convinced. He came out of the darkness, and the light was starting to dawn on him. To be born again does not mean you belong to a particular brand of Christianity, or that you're a biblical scholar, or that you live by a religious moral code, as if somehow we can earn God's grace. No, the Bible says grace is a free gift of God received by faith. To be born again means a radical reboot, restart, regeneration. To be born again is a supernatural, sovereign act of God. You are born again when God does something only God can do. Have you personally been born again to new life by faith in Jesus Christ? If the answer is yes, you know the change I'm talking about. And if the answer is no, I invite you right now to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins, all you've done that you know is wrong. Repent of it. Turn away from your old dead-end ways and turn to the path of light. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. Save me. Reject the ways of the world and the evil one and be filled with his Holy Spirit. Enter his kingdom and live a new life in right relationship with God, our Father in heaven.
You've been listening to Pastor Pete Dellasantina of Maple Valley Church in Maple Valley. For more details about the church, go to maplevalleychurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.